I'd love for you to just jump into some of the ideas that you explore in that op-ed and the evidence behind your argument there that there's been this shift towards convincing consumers to focus on their own role in climate change and their carbon footprint instead of focusing on what institutions are doing or failing to do.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't think there's a shift toward that. I think the idea of personal responsibility for environmental issues goes all the way back to Thoreau, who would have responded to climate probably by better tending his bean garden. But my essay came from what is now a 25-year career in this field of corporate sustainability, and the notion was that, hey, business is actually motivated to solve climate change because it gets in their way. It gets in the way of a functional economy. But more important, you can reduce emissions at pretty big scale in a business, typically at a profit. It's good PR. It helps generate, you know, worker enthusiasm and attraction and retention and so forth. So that's how I started 25 years ago in this field. And over time, as I did projects, I thought, you know, if we change all the light bulbs at our company and if we put in a solar array and so forth, that's not going to be enough to solve what is a global systems problem.
Right.
An example would be that Aspen Skiing Company can cut its carbon footprint 5, 10, 15% at great, great effort. But if the utility is still powered by coal, you're basically in trouble. So the path of my kind of evolution on this thinking was, at first I thought, all this stuff is worthy but not enough. And then I began to think, hey, this is actually distracting us a little bit from the work we'd need to do. You know, if you really wanted to solve climate and you were a business like Aspen Skiing Company, you would wield power. You'd help change your utility, which is something we've done. You would push on Washington. You'd try to build a movement out of the snow sports industry. So as I continued to work on these things, I noticed that other corporations were doubling down on, hey, let's reduce our carbon footprint. Let's go to net zero. Let's use science-based targets. And I thought, you know what? This is actually a dodge of the hard work, because when a corporation sticks its head above the trench and says, yeah, Joe Manchin, you do need to support active climate measures in the reconciliation bill. Kristen Sinema, same thing. When you do that, you just get attacked on social media and so forth. So why do it? It's easier to just run your business. So it's a dodge. And then the reason I wrote the article is I was riding my bike around here in March of last year, and the word complicity popped into my head. And what I mean by that is that all of these actions that focus on yourself or your corporation or your own impact essentially accept the blame for a global systems problem not of your own creation. In short, people, businesses, whoever you're talking about, didn't say, look, I want mobility, I want heat in my house, I want to be able to fly around the country, whatever. And let's make sure that occurs in the most environmentally destructive way possible.
Right.
That wasn't us. We're not CEOs of oil companies. But those decisions were made with knowledge of the impacts by people in politics, by industry. And so when you take the blame yourself and you say, I'm not going to push on them because I'm guilty too, you are complicit. You're doing exactly what the fossil fuel industry wants you to do, which is stay the heck out of the way.
Yeah, there was a line in your op-ed that illustrates that point. You said, yes, consumers want hot showers, warm homes, and cold beer that coal, oil, and gas provide, but they did not insist on the burning of fossil fuels for those amenities.
Right. And, you know, that line is something that Amory Lovins coined. You know, he said, people aren't asking for hot showers and cold beer from a thick, sticky goop, oil, or from coal. They just want that stuff. And if you can deliver it in a less environmentally responsible way, great. But my point is, the entire system was created outside the control of the average American and even outside the control of businesses not affiliated with the fossil fuel industry. So you're in this box, and the way to fix it is to fix the system, not to ignore the system.